What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It is Wednesday, September 11th, 2019, the 18th anniversary of 9/11, America's Reichstag fire, which basically launched decades of war and the transformation of our society away from a free society protected by the Bill of Rights to what we have today, which is ever more draconian as time goes on here. So we're going to be talking about 9/11 a lot here. Meanwhile, the phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. Mike is in our control room, ready to answer the phone, put you on the air with your comments, questions, and opinions about what's going on here. And I'm pretty sure that every one of us who was alive back then remembers where they were, what they were doing when 9/11 happened. It's one of those events that just sort of burns itself into your memory. And I remember getting a phone call early in the morning, turn on the news. And I did, and it was all just unwinding in front of us. And I had to work that day, and I drove into work listening to the radio, and I got into work, and everybody had TV sets turned on watching what was going on. Now, Paul Craig Roberts wrote an article the other day called 9/11 After 18 Years, and it is almost scary to think it has been 18 years. There are kids now that have got their driver's licenses who were not even alive back when this all happened. And he starts out his story saying, I would appreciate hearing from readers whether they've come across a report on the print TV or NPR media of the highly professional four-year investigation of World Trade Center Building Number 7's demise. And basically went on to lambaste the corporate media for trying to keep everybody in the dark, which they tend to do. However, the story has broken into the mainstream because The Express over in the UK just ran the story. So it is the beginnings of this is finally starting to get out there. All right, we already have callers on the line here, so let's start with Jim in Illinois. Aloha, Jim. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Michael. You know, I will always remember 9/11 because that's the day I was born, 9/11, 1947.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, so I won't ever forget 9/11. In fact, when that happened, I got a phone call just like you did, and they said, Jim, turn on the television. And I said, wow, this is really interesting. So I will always remember 9/11. But on the other hand, 9/11 is like April Fool's Day. More lies, and more lies. So it's sort of, you know, telling people that, you know what, we're not going to tell you the truth. We're just going to continue to lie to you.
Well, you know, and I'm sure a lot of people have noticed that that date, 9/11, also happens to match the emergency calling number on your telephone to try and, you know, convey that sense of urgency and emergency and, you know, bad things are happening.
Right. You know, when I was watching CNN that particular day, there were three things that really stuck out, and maybe you saw them. The first one was Tom Clancy, the writer. He said, no way could Bin Laden been behind what happened on 9/11. He was very adamant about that. And the other thing, do you remember those two bicyclists who were interviewed by CNN, and they said they saw a jet shoot down an airplane?
Now, you're talking Pennsylvania.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Yes.
Okay. And the final thing, there was a CNN reporter, his name is Jamie McIntyre, and he was at the Pentagon when it happened, and he came out and told his viewers, no plane hit the Pentagon. And several months later, he was fired from CNN.
Well, you know, we're going to talk about the plane at the Pentagon here in a little bit because, obviously, I think the plane did hit the Pentagon. It makes sense it would have just gone ahead and done it. There's no point in having any kind of a deception there. But I think the no plane was put on out there to give the media something with which to ridicule critics of the official story. And sure enough, when Popular Mechanics did their debunking the conspiracy theories articles, they always start out with, these people don't even believe a plane actually hit the Pentagon. Yuck, 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 yuck.
Well, Michael, you're saying a plane did hit the Pentagon. Did they ever get all of the debris, like the tires, the luggage, the seats, any bodies? Were they ever gathered up?
Oh, absolutely. But you need to understand that most of the planes slid into the lower levels of the Pentagon. I have an article. And in fact, on the next commercial break, I'll make a point of putting it up. I should have put it up already as part of the array of 9/11 articles, but it's called The Pod People and the Plane at the Pentagon. And in it, there's all kinds of photos showing where the wreckage was, where the luggage was, the hole made by the potable water tanks, the wheel rims, the APU from the aircraft, and it's all in there.
Wow. Now, are those articles still around, or did they just throw them away?
I have no idea where any of that material went. I imagine it was delivered to the FBI initially, and then, you know, probably like so much else with 9/11, it was disposed of. I mean, they got rid of that steel from the World Trade Center just as fast as they could, except for that one piece that they kept for that Navy ship.
Well, the material from the towers, wasn't that sent to China?
Yeah, it was. And there were a lot of people who said, wait a minute, there needs to be a forensic analysis on this material, you know, to see whether or not there were explosives of some kind being used. And nope, we're just going to ship off this metal just as fast as we can. And, you know, and that's generally the sign of some kind of a deception. I mean, following the siege of Waco and the gassing to death of all those women and children, they literally bulldozed the whole area 6 inches down and took all that material off and buried it in an unknown site. The same thing with that part of Fort Marcy Park where Vince Foster's body was found. They literally went in and re-landscaped it, completely changed it. Same thing with the remains of the Murrah Building from Oklahoma City. When they're getting rid of the physical evidence as fast as they can, it's a red warning flag.
Wow. Well, Michael, I'm going to let you go because I know you have other callers. You take care.
All right, thanks a lot. We're going to switch over to Daniel in British Columbia. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, aloha, Michael. I'll try and be as quick as possible. I know you've got callers lined up the wazoo. just a couple of points that I wrote down. Things that I think are different now than they were 18 years ago, right after 9/11, the idea of a patriot was a great thing. You know, the amount of people that enlisted to go fight war on terror was quite substantial. Now the word patriot will land you on some kind of domestic terror list. And Ilhan Omar swearing on a Quran into Congress probably would never have happened 18 years ago, nor would there be a lot more of a fight for against Muslim refugees coming into the United States. So I just think those are two different things that have happened in the last 18 years. They're just quite polar opposites.
This country. Go ahead.
I think it's sort of a. You know, incremental changes over time. I remember hearing in Texas they were beating up people with like Hindus with turbans right after 9/11 because anyone with brown skin was had dynamite strapped to them. And I know as well as you do that this whole thing was an Israeli operation, probably conceived decades before 9/11. I did have a point I wanted to make about Odigo, which was the instant messaging pager service.
Yes.
And I've always had this pondering question, how many Jewish Americans or dual Israelis would have gotten that text not to go into the World Trade Center that day or to stay clear? And my biggest question is, if they were on their way and they heard about this, beforehand, and then they saw, you know, planes going into the World Trade Center and so forth, people jumping out. How come none of them have ever come forward and said, hey, you know, I mean, I know why myself, but I just think it's curious. Another point I wanted to make was about Al Franken and his book, Lies, Liars, and the Liars Who Tell Them, or something like that. I can't remember exactly the title. But he talks about Mayor Ed Koch giving him the warning not to show up at his offices in the World Trade Center that morning. You know, this, something like this should have been in the 9/11 Commission report. Of course, it never was.
Of course, it's not going to be in there. I mean, Larry Silverstein normally attended a meeting on that day of the week. And that one day, fortunately for Lucky Larry, he was across the river in New Jersey that one day.
Yeah, he was at his dermatologist, and so were his adult children, who both happened to work in the World Trade Center. They missed that day, too.
Yeah.
It was Lucky Larry all around. Another quick point before I let you go. When these urban moving systems, this van was pulled over, and they said to the policeman, we are not your problem. The Palestinians are your problem. These guys were dressed as Arabs, apparently, and they had explosives. They tried to blow up the world, the George Washington Bridge. I don't know. These were separate from the dancing Israelis, according to Christopher Bolin.
Yes.
And I just think, you know, Mueller let him go and Michael Chertoff let him go. That just says everything you need to know about 9/11 was, you know, they were trying to, it was just like the King David Hotel all over again. You know,
yes.
Dress up as Arabs and... and do this false flag operation. Anyways, I always think of the 3,000 people that perished on that day. And whenever I hear something about justifying metal and space weapons and so forth, it really gets me irate, because I think you know, Judy Wood is out there again pushing her weird conspiracy theory.
Yeah.
My biggest question to her would be, you know, how is it possible to have a symmetrical collapse of World Trade Center number 7 using this this technology? And I'll leave.
Well,
you with that.
Again, like the no plane theory, there was a lot of junk being thrown into the discussion by government agents to just try and keep us all confused and arguing with each other and delay the formation of a popular consensus, which here, 18 years later, they've obviously failed to do.
Yeah, well, thank God for Richard Gage and architects and engineers.
Absolutely.
All right. Have a good show. Thank you.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. We're going to switch over to Mike in Kentucky. Aloha, Mike. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Oh, well, a couple of things to do with 9/11, of course. You know, I'm still not sure what to think of Stephen Jones, but I think it's evident that you can't even question the story. He got defrocked by Brigham Young or whatever university out there in Utah, that Mormon University, just for analyzing the dust. And
yes,
there's a pretty good documentary about that. And I don't know anything about his cold fusion ties and all that. You know, I'm sure there's a lot of people that say, well, he was involved in that cold fusion scam or something, you know. So there's always, it seems like there's always something to discredit credible sources that come forward. You know, that it's a lot like the Snowden leaks. I don't know if you noticed this, but along the top secret code words for the leaks when Snowden was breaking stuff, or Glenn Greenwald was, when you go to Google it, it would be there for a few days, and then all of a sudden, within a week or so, that code word would be replaced by a punk rock band that would take over that name.
Yes.
Like Cherry Blossom. So, but the I wondered if you'd looked into much about Rob Balsamo's organization, because one of the things, and I've tried to use sources that I can, not very many, but a lot of these aircraft companies are very compartmentalized, to where whenever they're working on stuff, they're not even sure about the engine that they're working on. Is it going in a civilian jet plane or a military jet plane? And so I've tried to use somebody I know to get take the pictures of the engines in the Pentagon and say, hey, can you tell me which model that is? You know, which there should be some distinguishing parts there that you can say, yes, that's from a civilian version of that plane. Because with Rob
Well, Bartolomeo, the easiest way to tell, of course, is that engines for civilian planes are designed to be quiet. And it has to do with the leading edges of, like, the compressor blades, whereas military engines, they don't care about noise abatement. And so the leading edges of the compressor blades are more straight, more razor sharp, and they do make a lot of noise. So that would be one way.
What I'm getting at is that the speeds of the planes, you know, people would point to that and say, that's where the holographic projector people come in and say, oh, it was CGI. What you saw was not the planes flying into the building, and you know, they try to debunk the idea. But now, you know, the parts are there.
It just just shows that these people don't understand holography, because a hologram, and I know you're probably watching too much Star Trek, but a hologram cannot hold out its background. You can have a hologram in front of you, but whatever's behind it, you can see. It just comes right on through.
Well, you know, they try to say that the video feeds were rigged, you know, or something, but what I'm getting at is with Rob Balsamo and them, I guess through Freedom of Information Act lawsuits, they claim that they got a hold of the whatever was released to them as far as the data for especially the plane that went into the Pentagon. And after trying to figure out how to analyze that, they found a generic spreadsheet from Boeing, and it shows a GPS operational in a 1991 plane. Now, obviously, that can't be a civilian plane if it actually did have a GPS that operational in that data field, or they substituted the spreadsheet. I mean, they substituted the flight data recorder. So you're left with those conclusions that you know, the real situation we're not allowed to have. You know, as far as what the heck hit the Pentagon, I think it was a plane, but if you look at the National Transportation Safety Board's press release, they probably had to sue to get that too. It looks like the thing was headed, and there's delay or whatever lag time in a computer for the flight data versus the end of the log and the official time that hit the Pentagon. It looks like the dang thing was going something close to 490, 470, maybe even as high as 510 knots. And you can't fly a civilian plane that fast at sea level. That's one of the things
Well, not unless you want to tear the wings off, but if you're getting ready to crash into a building, I guess you're not too worried about the paint job. As far as the GPS is concerned, it's a spurious argument, because when it was invented, you know, older planes were retrofitted. It's not like you get a 1971 plane and you keep it in that configuration. As new equipment...
This is a 91 plane. But I still don't think GPS, it's 2001.
GPS was started in 1973.
I know. I talked to a guy who worked on the receivers in the late 70s, and it was phenomenal what they could do with just dead reckoning and trigonometry. They could hit the top of a fence post with an empty shell casing out in the desert southwest. But now what I'm getting at is that plane in 1991, being a civilian plane, was not allowed to have that. But even in 2001, were civilian planes that old retrofitted to have GPS?
It would make sense to me as an airline that as soon as it becomes available, you have it put into the airplanes in order to make sure the navigation is much more accurate. I don't think that's a valid argument. Anyway, listen, Mike, got to let you go. Got to get back to the stories here. We're going to take another phone call from Tim in Washington. Aloha, Tim. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yes, Mike, always a great show, a lot of information. So, Mike, have you seen the picture of Building 6? Not Building 7, Building 6.
Yeah.
Have you seen that?
We got to take a break. Stay on the line. We'll be right back.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're talking with Tim in Washington State. And Tim, you wanted to talk about World Trade Center Building Number 6.
Right. That's the 10-story, it's a small building. It's a 10-story brick office building in which the roof is gone, all of the floors are gone. You can actually walk through the lobby, go through the front, and you can look up, and it's nothing but four complete walls of brick with no floors in it. And that pretty much means that Judy Wood, she takes the field of battle. There's nothing that can create that.
Well, there's something else. First of all, Judy Wood's directed energy weapons, even the Pentagon has given up trying to get those things to work. Second of all, building number 6 was right next to World Trade Tower 1. And when World Trade Tower 1 collapsed, a lot of that debris fell on World Trade number 6. And that's really what, smashed it all up.
Right, but the problem is, Mike, is that there was nothing in the bottom except dust. All the floors were completely gone. A 10-story office building.
They were pulverized. They were pulverized. There was no question about that. I mean, you asked if I looked at pictures of Building 6, and I just did over the commercial break here. There's a lot of debris there. It's not just an empty shell. There's a lot of debris from both Building 6 and World Trade Tower 1. So, Judy Wood... Judy Wood is one of the people who's out there trying to keep the discussion confused, so that we're arguing endlessly over my nonsense, to be blunt about it.
How do you take two 110-story buildings and turn them into dust? Dust.
How does
that work?
First of all, you need to
understand. No fax machines, how much, no phones, desks.
Tim, I mean, as you said, 110 stories tall. How much momentum is built up falling that far? And what happens when whatever it is, a telephone, a fax machine, hits the ground at that speed? It's going to pulverize. It's not a mystery why those buildings were basically powdered by what happened to them. If you go and look at any other controlled demolition, you will see exactly the same thing.
This warlock Bolton, you got to be impressed, Mike, with this president. I mean, he's gunned down now a former FBI director, he was a current FBI director. He fired Comey, an assistant FBI director, an attorney general, Sessions, a deputy attorney general, Rosenstein, and now he's gunned down this monster, this warlock Bolton. You got to be impressed with Donald Trump.
I would have been impressed if he'd replaced all of these people with improvements, but instead we just seem to get more and more of the same kind of mindset. And I'm waiting to see who's going to wind up as.
You always got a great show, Mike. Always a lot of information. Thanks. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. We're going to switch over to Joe in Tennessee. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Michael. I think you're definitely right about arguing over these, what brought down the towers, whether it was a space beam or thermite. All we know is that the government story is a load of malarkey. It's an impossibility.
Yes.
I think everybody agrees with that. And what does that say? The fact that the whole story is, it's had us go to war with bombing civilians all over the world. We've given up all our constitutional rights. Where's the media? You know, where's the left media and the right media? Where's the controlled media is obviously controlled. Where are the right and the left on this? You know, why wasn't the left, you know, it was under a Republican president. Where were the Democrats? And what about the religious people? You know, everybody took a dive on this. All our institutions have failed us. And
yes.
It just goes to show that we are living in a form of the Matrix. When you call attention to the fact that we're controlled and there's a group of, that the government can pull off such a stunt in your face fraud, and meanwhile nobody wants to talk about it. The people that are supposed to be, you know, our protectors, so called, in the media and in the law enforcement and in the military, they all took a dive. They all punked out, and it was people like us on the fringes, you know, guys that you know. We didn't have the big degrees at the Harvard or the Yale. All the Harvard and Yale guys, they all failed us. They failed this country. There is the blood of the 3,000 people that died on 9/11 is on the hands of everybody that turned their back. They're educated people. How could they not see that this whole thing is a fraud? I mean, I'm an engineer. I've worked an engineer on ships all my life. You know, welded steel construction on ships. And I sail with these guys. They went to the U.S. Merchant Marine Academy and all these other Maine Maritime Academy, Fort Schuyler, Cal. And they all, like, ignore the obvious evidence of 9/11 because they know it's not good for them to bring it up. So they go along with it. And they're an embarrassment. And I tell them, I say, you all should lose your licenses because you're not real engineers, that you could just turn your back. And you really should lose your citizenship, too, because you're not real Americans. Just turn your back on such an obvious fraud.
All right, Joe, we got to let you go. We got to take another break for commercials. Got more callers waiting on the line, and we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with FrontSight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, FrontSight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, FrontSight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands. And a week into using Extendivite, my numb hand seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just try it yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're going to go back to the phones to Dustin in New Jersey. Aloha, Dustin. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Mike, I'm going to respond to Joe from New Jersey first. It's called the Reichstag Fire, and in order to bring in a project for a new American century, you got to do a new Pearl Harbor. And that was what 9/11 was about. That's what all these wars are about. But now Trump's just thrown a monkey wrench into that. So probably going to see a Project for a New American Century Part 2 website pop up soon.
Actually, they're still in business. They're under a different name. I forget off the top of my head what it is, but they never really shut down and went away. They just changed their name, and they're still out there pushing that agenda of global domination through military means. And
yep, this is what it's all about, Mike. I mean, people have been doing this throughout history. False flags. The British did it. The Romans. And Mike, and this other caller you had said, you got to give Trump credit for, Trump put these people in. How many times can we say that? Trump put Bolton in. You can't go, he puts Bolton in and he fires him and go, good job, Trump, for fire. He put the dude in the first place. And anybody who knew, I know who John Bolton was long before, you know. But he put the guys in. You can't slap somebody on the back when they put them in and then they get rid of them. who knew John Bolton was all, come on now, you know, I mean, that's just, did you ever see John Bolton's thing with the UN, like his
yes.
rant against the UN? My God, you notice, like, what John Bolton gets, like, irate, like, he starts getting irate, like, he's a psychopath, he's a true believer, and he's actually a liberal, right? Like, he's not, I mean, neocons are, they're like Trotskyites, right? Like, they're more, because I noticed, like, some of these progressives were like, did you see Mitt Romney? Oh, my God.
Yes.
Mitt Romney can't believe Donald Trump got, this is what we've got in our government.
Yeah.
Unless they're just backing Bolton because they don't like Trump, but they actually don't like Bolton either. I don't know, but John Bolton is not a good guy, but Mike, he's got to get rid of all these people. There's mid-level people in there he's got to dump, and the longer he waits, man, you can't. You got to get rid of Pompeo, Elliot Abrams, Gina Haspel, and then hit the mid-level people because you can't give them time to, like, settle in after this firing. You know, like, you have to go on. He has to go on the offense.
Yeah.
You know, if he's truly believe, you know, because like I said the other day, this was Netanyahu's. We were close to the Iran war with Bolton there. Now
yes.
things have been pushed back slightly, but that's why you have to take the battle now to them. These neocon slash.
Well, what I'm hearing is that Donald Trump genuinely wanted to pull out of Afghanistan. Now, whether he was just tired of the war or if he needed to reallocate those resources to someplace else, because our military is stretched pretty thin right now, doesn't really matter. But apparently Bolton, working with Pompeo, actively sabotaged Trump's effort to reach an agreement with the Taliban. And from my point of view, that is grounds to fire the guy, because the president is supposed to be the boss, and he's supposed to be setting policy and calling the shots, and subordinates are supposed to basically, you know, take their orders and carry them out. And what I'm hearing is that Bolton didn't. Bolton was basically ignoring what Donald Trump said he wanted, and saying, I know best, I know what's, you know, we need to stay in Afghanistan, and I'm going to screw up this deal with the Taliban.
Well, I find it amazing. Well, John Bolton has getting his foreign policy from Bibi. I mean, isn't it amazing? John Bolton's supposed to be America first, but he gets all his marching orders from Bibi. So how America first is he? You know, he's a fraud. I mean,
he obviously isn't. I mean, and too many of our politicians are getting their marching orders from Israel. And who knows, maybe they all went down to Jeff Epstein's Manhattan pleasure palace, or the one in Florida, or the one in the Caribbean. And that's why Israel has a lock on them now.
So, yeah, I mean, I still won't vote for Trump anymore because, you know, we're still stuck in all these wars, and unless he gets rid of all these people, which he put in, like I said, then, you know, this could be a rope-a-dope. I don't know. Maybe John Bolton's going to run for his vice president. I don't know. You know, but, like, I don't know. I lost faith in Trump a long time ago because just nothing.
Me too.
Yeah, and you know, I just don't like, I get mad when people call in and say they're happy, but he put all these people in. I just don't understand how people just don't see that. He put Bolton in, okay? You know, it's not like...
Yeah, I understand that. And it's like I told Joe, the problem I have is, yes, it's great that Trump is firing all of these people, and I'm sure that they were originally hired, you know, as payback to his financial backers for the 2016 campaign, but he keeps replacing them with people who are worse, Gina Haspel being a good example.
What do you make? Did you see Tucker with Douglas McGregor? That guy should be in charge of something when it comes to. He should be the national security advisor. And did you notice Sean Hannity? They didn't even mention anything. Sean Hannity is bought and paid for. And so is.
Yeah.
What's that girl? She's after Tucker. I forgot her name, but she only did a small thing about it, I believe. Tucker really hammered home on, like,
yeah.
who John Bolton is. But the other Fox people, like Brian Kilmeade, got texted from John Bolton. So John Bolton has a lot of friends in a lot of high places. You know, he's a very dangerous man still.
Yes.
All right, Mike, have a good show.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to switch over to Tony in Puerto Rico. Tony, thank you for waiting. And what is on your mind?
Yeah, hi, Mike. I just want to change the subject a little bit. If the Haitian Revolution would have never had occurred, would the United States have taken over the, you know, that part of the, you know, the Louisiana Purchase, that territory to war with France? What do you think?
You know, first of all, we're here in the anniversary of 9/11, and I have to wonder why all of a sudden this is an important issue for you. Again, it's difficult to say what would have happened. I mean, the United States bought and paid for the Louisiana Purchase, and it's not like the U.S. and France have been at war all that much. In fact, you know, France was instrumental in the American Revolution, helping us break free of Britain. So France has always looked on the U.S. more as an ally than anything else. Anyway, Tony, we're going to let you go and switch over to Mark.
Thank you.
Switch over to Mark in North Carolina. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, how you doing, Mike? Mike, I tell you, there are so many, you know, connections to 9/11, what's happening today. One of the reasons I would love to, you know, when YouTube doesn't shut them down, I love to get Ryan Dawson on. He cuts to the chase. He stops saying, well, what could have brought the building down? Could have been thermite, could have been dynamite, could have been this, could have been that. Let's get to the chase. Let's cut to the chase. We have the actors. We have the people who were involved. It's so obvious. It's the Saudis, the Israelis, and our own elements of our own government.
Yes.
You know, and you see it connected right to today when we're supporting the overthrow of Assad there in Syria, supporting Al-Qaeda. The fact that in reality, the Trilateral Commission, well, actually Zbigniew Brzezinski, whatever his name was actually the father of Al-Qaeda. You've got actually their sister now, in effect, on MSNBC there with the, you know, that show in the morning there.
Yes.
This is what it's really about, Mike. It's not about, you know, did they use thermite? Could they use something else? Was the plane a hologram? Was this or that? Was it really a plane? Was it a missile? No. Let's get to the actors. We had them. They had them in custody. Those dancing Israelis were Mossad agents. At least two were confirmed by the FBI.
Yes.
Mossad agents. And you know who's covering this now again? Is the great Whitney Webb. She's getting better and better, boys, in investigative journalism. I really wonder whether she's not related to Gary Webb. So, well, maybe secretly she's his daughter. I mean, she is awesome. She was on Fault Lines this morning. You know, Lee Stranahan, who's a great investigative reporter, he didn't even know anything until very recently about the dancing Israelis. But, you know, now he's full bore into it. The other guy, Garland Nixon, did know. This is what it's about. We've got to get to the bottom of it. It's two nations that are still trying to get us into war. In the Middle East, they're trying to get us a war with Iran, who, by the way, is nothing like they're making themselves out to be. They had nothing to do with 9/11. They're actually kind of a theocracy, but they're a very benevolent theocracy that allow other religions to flourish, including Judaism and Christianity.
Yes.
So, I mean, you know, the whole nonsense about Iran is just that. It's an abstraction. That's all it is.
Well, I mean, when have you ever seen the United States get ready to go to war with another country and start out by saying, hey, these are really good guys, but we're going to want to bomb them anyway? But, you know, we're always going to be told, oh, they're evil, they lose their car keys, they tap dance barefoot on shag carpeting, they pass wind in elevators, and you're just going to get this constant thing about these people are so bad and so evil that they deserve what the United States States government is about to do to them.
You know, I posted something today on my Facebook this morning. It was actually, I had it on there a couple of years back, and it was like a, you know how they every, you know, they posted, you know, they posted a reminder that on this day, and it was a picture of Assad, Bashar Assad, and his wife, who, you know, and the decent things the man is doing. What a decent, good guy he really is. So I got a Messenger. I got it on Messenger.
Okay.
Right? Yep. This woman I used to work with. How can you? Are you insane? This man is a butcher. This man is blah, 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 blah. I mean, so I wrote her back. I said, you know, you gotta stop getting your news from the mainstream media, from the corporate media, from corporate talk shows, from fools like Sean Hannity, Rush Limbaugh, and others, Glenn Beck, Levin, all these clowns. That's all they are. They're clowns. They're stooges for the military-industrial complex and for the establishment, as are these cables say, Rachel Maddow. They're all the same, basically. They may come from one side or the other, supposedly, but they're really, they're the same coin, just different sides. How dumb. I told her. You've seen me post before. You know, she's a friend on Facebook. I used to work with her, as a matter of fact. You've seen my, you know, you've seen my post before, I told her. You know what I think of him. You used to know what I think of Putin, that Putin's a good guy, and other people. Now, all of a sudden, she comes roaring back and says, oh, how can you say this about this Mike? What's he call a monster, something like that. And I give it right back to her. I says, you know, you gotta start getting your own information. You gotta stop relying on the corporate media. You gotta stop relying on corporate talk shows and find things out. The information is there.
Assad was elected to his position. For that matter, so was Maduro. And obviously, whatever they're doing, the people of those nations are happy. And but again, like I said, the United States is never going to get ready to go to war with the country by saying, hey, these are really good people, but we're going to bomb them anyway, because they wouldn't get the popular support. You know, they need to trick us all into hating who we're supposed to hate this week.
Exactly. And I told you, too, I said, by the way, you know, Israel is not the democracy of the Middle East. They're not a democracy at all. You want a tyrant? Look at Netanyahu. The real democracy in the Middle East, the real secular democracy, is Syria and Bashar al-Assad. That's the democracy. That's a secular country. That's where all religions have equal rights, and they're protected by the Syrian army, who's, by the way, made up of, you know, Christians, Muslims, not Druids. I forget. There's some other sects.
The Druze.
They're made up of many different people like that, and they're there to defend Syria, and they love Assad. And by the way, both Shiite and Sunni Muslims, they love Assad. He goes around without protection. I don't know how he goes around his people without having a large bunch of security guards around him. Like, can you imagine Trump doing that without his guards? Or Obama before that without his guards? That's how he walks around. I mean, they love the man. And yet, you know, you got this rotten, this evil corporate media, this evil government of ours. I mean, they are evil. I hate to say that, but they've hijacked this country, Mike. They're not really our government. I call them the empire. We need to take our constitutional government back, our constitutional republic. That's what we are, and that's what we're supposed to be. This is an evil empire that's taking it over, Mike. It's all they are. And they want to hurt us more and more. And, you know, they don't kid, you know, nobody kids me anymore. Again, I was listening on my way back from the gym to Hannity just for a little while, just to see what the enemy is saying. Sometimes I do still like to hear what the enemy is saying. And he played that song, a country song about, you know, right after 9/11, kind of excusing going into Iraq there, as if to still say that Saddam Hussein was really responsible for 9/11. I mean, who are they kidding, Mike? They're not kidding. I don't think I know they're not kidding you. They're not kidding me. They're not kidding a lot of other people that not only listen to your show and listen to all over the net. Okay? They're kidding. You know who they're kidding, Mike? They're kidding the boomers, a few boomers, not all boomers, okay, because you and me are boomers. They're kidding the boomers that have no clue what they're doing when they get on the internet. They might know how to go to Facebook, that's about it. They don't know how to go on YouTube and really start searching. They don't know how to go on other sites and really start searching. and looking for the
there's
truth.
There's not much to search for on YouTube. They're erasing videos like crazy these days.
You can still find a lot. You can still find a lot, Mike. I still find there are ways that they can't even hide it with the algorithm. And also you can put other stuff that you get from other parts of the Internet and post it on YouTube. And a lot of people are doing that, including me. It's not really that they think they got control. They don't really have as much control as they think. And, you know, there are ways of finding stuff out.
Okay, well, Mark, we're coming up on a commercial break. We're going to have to let you go here, and I'm going to close the phone lines because I really do have a lot of stuff I want to talk about 9/11 and not get hauled off in all kinds of other directions here. So we're going to close the phone lines, and maybe when I'm through the 9/11 stuff, we'll reopen them. So we'll be back after these words from our sponsors.
Hey folks, CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefits. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out. Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix the problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no wage, can't draw no pay, unemployment getting.
Money, honey, we got the bombs, we'll plant them anywhere you
I can blow up an L1, whip this world into a frenzy, killing babies, dads, and moms. If you got the money, honey, we
and I'm back. Hello. All right, I'm back here. Sorry, I got delayed getting back on time here. All right, so let's talk about 9/11 here for a little while. And a lot of people are writing articles today basically looking back and saying a lot of what our callers were saying. When Americans fell for the 9/11 deception, they lost their country. 18 years ago, this was a free America. Now it's a domestic police state. It's an international warmonger. And during the 21st century, America's reputation has been shattered, along with the Constitution, international law, and seven nations in whole or part that we know of. Who knows what else is out there that we don't know about? Now, the massive crimes against the Bill of Rights and the population of seven nations are the direct consequence of 9/11. And that's why it's important to keep talking about this in the context of it having been a massive government deception. Okay, so now a lot of people are saying, how could these airplanes have even gotten near the World Trade Towers? And because the island of Manhattan is a no-fly zone and has been for quite some time. And obviously these airplanes were on radar. People knew that they'd gone off course. They flew almost out to the Mississippi River before they turned around and headed on back to New York. Well, it turns out that most of the airplanes that would have been in a position to intercept these aircraft, these passenger jets, were dispersed across the country in a war game that just by coincidence was taking place the exact same day. And also, there had been a recent policy change at the Pentagon where the commander of an Air Force base was not allowed to order an intercept by his fighters without the express permission of the Secretary of Defense, Donald Rumsfeld. That change had been put into place about 2 months before 9/11 and was reversed a few months afterwards. And on the morning of 9/11, Donald Rumsfeld could not be found. So basically, those aircraft coming into New York, there was no resistance. There was nobody there to stop them. Another indicator of just how phony all of this was is that in the months after 9/11, it became known that several of the terrorists named by the United States were still alive. Okay, we're going to take a break for station identification. We'll be right back.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.